Hello. This is day 8, which should correspond to the 8th day of the month, second module for process. They used to speak of Nelson Mandela, and what they would say about him was that he never lived from his past. What made him a great man is he always lived from his imagination. This is a very important point, because when we live from our past, it's like taking a shovel and digging the dirt behind us and then just throwing it ahead, because we're just going to keep repeating it. With this process, what are the step-by-step that you need to do? And I'm asking you to think about nothing other than that which you need to do to produce your results. Chuck Knoll, the fabulous coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, four-time Super Bowl winner, they asked him one time, does he feel any pressure? And he said, pressure is panic you feel when you don't know what you're doing. No wonder he was a champion. I went into work for Rutgers University. Rutgers University football team had never been to a major bowl. I went in with Coach Greg Schiano. I don't even believe they had a 500 season under Greg's reign. They had a perfect season years ago, but they didn't go to any bowl for it. So Coach Schiano started with the picture. And the picture was, are we going to a bowl game? And he would put the letters TBA. They were large banners all over the stadium, all over the field house where they practiced. It's to be announced. That was their picture. And here was the process. Trust, believe, and accountability. TBA. And here's what he taught over and over and over. When I teach you something, to the ball players, trust me. Many of those ball players, maybe most of those ball players, come from broken homes. Have very little relationship with a man. But what he does, he taught it over and over and over. I want you to learn how to trust me. When I teach you something, do exactly what I'm teaching you. Many teams fail. Many organizations fail. Children fail. Because they won't trust. They won't do exactly what they're taught. Teach people to trust. You learn to trust. If you do trust, there will be times you will be disappointed. But if you don't trust, you will never ever win. The belief was, the B was belief. Was that you constantly had this expectation that something good was going to happen. And much research has been done that says, as I believe something good will happen, my energy goes to produce that. And the third, A, accountability. When a ball player was late for practice, Coach Schiano didn't address the ball player. The other ball players addressed the ball player. When a player did not go to class, other ball players addressed the ball player. It was peers. It was people saying, I'm my brother's keeper. They got to their first bowl. They went out to Arizona to play in a big bowl game. And the next year they went even much higher. They were one game away from a BCS game. He changed it the next year to TBA the law. What that meant was, this isn't a good idea. This is the law. One of the ball players stood up and asked the rest of the ball players in the room, how many people heard of God's 10 good ideas? No hands came up. He said, how about God's 10 commandments? All the hands came up. Now this TBA is a law. This is exactly what we do. If I have been with a football coach that has been a fabulous success, they could put their process in what I'm going to call here a gestalt, one complete thought. Very simple. TBA. With your family, is your process of your home, of loving one another, just that simple? If you are in sales, I've been really blown away by the best salespeople really just have one or two products, or just a small amount of products, so that they can make it simple in the buyer's head. They're not all over the board. this next step, can you creatively develop a system, your step-by-step, your process, whether it would be selling a product, having your children love one another, have all of your people come together in a team? Could you come together like that and make it very simple? That is the step we are looking for here. Think about, pray about, focus on making this as simple as you possibly can. The second step is simplicity of process.